Time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. And but those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing the Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's a win in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again in regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's the big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better.
Yeah.
Now to your host for the Viking Voices show, Will Cheshire.
To Jefferson College for the Viking Voices show as well. We're getting set and ready. Also going to serve it as a little bit of a preview show as well as the Jefferson College Vikings volleyball team in action tonight against Missouri State West Plains. First guest for us today on this edition show, sophomore Riley Meyer of the volleyball team. Riley, how we doing?
Good.
Awesome. And for you, obviously, you guys get the win last night against St. Louis. With that victory for you guys, you have Missouri State West Plains, and it kind of kicked off, what, 6 games in 4 days for you guys as well. Will it be nice to kind of get into a little bit of a rhythm after, I know you guys had a long layoff, then of course you played MAC as well, but I think there's like 10 days in there as well, so it's probably nice to kind of get back into the swing of things and have games almost every day.
Yeah, we're excited to play. We had a long break, and in the middle of the season, it's kind of hard to have 2 weeks worth of practice and not have a game in there. So it's fun to have a game, even 6 in 1 week. It's good.
Yeah, it might be a little tiring at the end of it, right? But hey, on the positive notes, outside of yesterday's game, it's all right here at home, right?
Yeah, it's all right here.
Obviously makes it a lot easier for you guys in terms of traveling and sleep in your own beds and stuff like that. It's got to be nice as well. With the Halloween Classic, is that usually a fun tournament for you guys? I know you guys travel to do a lot of tournaments and kind of you get a chance to host one as well. So kind of what are the differences and what do you enjoy most about it?
Well, it's good to be at home because you get to sleep in your own bed, obviously. But you also get to see the rest of the athletic department comes out and sees us play. And a lot of times they won't get to see us play on a school night because they have homework or anything like that. But on weekends, they have plenty of time to come and watch us.
Yeah, no excuses, right? You can
give
them a hard time. For you, obviously, a graduate of St. Genevieve High School as well, so you didn't have to go too far up here. What kind of drew you to Jefferson College, a year and a half ago or whatever, during that recruitment process?
Well, they're very well known for their volleyball program, and I know that they have a great engineering program, and I knew that their math department was really good, and that's what I wanted, was a good math department.
Yeah, and tell us what you want to do with that when you get older.
Yeah, so I want to finish here at Jeffco, and then I'll go off to a 4-year, and I'll get a major in mathematics, and then I'll become an actuary, which is risk management. Not a lot of people know what that is.
Yeah, risk management, of course, working kind of within insurance agencies and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then what piqued that interest? When did you kind of decide that's what you wanted to do? Is that something that was like in high school popped up or in college?
Believe it or not, it was eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
Yeah.
I imagine there was like a moment when it all kind of came together.
Yeah, it popped up on a computer screen. I said, I like that one.
You like that one, huh? So for you, I imagine you're probably not much of a risk taker then, huh?
Well,
a little bit.
I have my moments.
Yeah?
But normally I plan stuff out, yeah.
Okay, very cool. Back on the volleyball court for you guys, Missouri State West Plains. You beat them already, played them already, Region 16 on the road. I believe it was a 5-set match, a hard-fought win like that. What do you remember most about them?
They have very strong middles. They have one, number 8, I believe, was her number. And we had to stop her. Once we stopped her, we had a much better match. Yeah.
That kind of took you guys forward. For you as the setter on the team, what types of things have you kind of done to kind of help with the communication with the hitters?
Well, you have to tell them like what's working, what's not working, where they can hit, if they need to speed up the set. if the pass is too low, you need to tell them I need the pass higher, then I can get the set better. Just things like that, the dynamics of the game, instead of, we don't have a lot of like jumping and physical work, but we have a lot of mind kind of stuff.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. The planning, the quarterbacking, if you will, kind of. Yeah. And I imagine with all the outside hitters and the, you know, hitter in the middle and stuff like that, they're all kind of different. They probably like it in different thought spots as well, huh?
Yeah, they do. Number five, Kimbra, her arm reach is much higher than Sarah Chapman's. So you have to know which hitter's going up. You have to know our outside hitter, we call her Erdy, the one from Lithuania. Yeah, and she's much taller than our other outside hitter, Imani. Obviously, because already 6'1" and Imani is closer to like 5'7". So you have to know who you have outside, who you have behind you.
Yeah, and how high they jump too, right?
Yeah.
Who's got the best hops on the team?
Well, Imani, of course.
Imani, of course. That was a no-brainer, huh? I could answer that too, watching you guys play. She could jump, no doubt. And then Kaylee Yanger, another one too, in All-America. What makes her a special hitter as well?
Oh, well, she's very go-getter. So if you set her, you know that she's going to go get the ball. A lot of times, you might get a hitter and you might set her a bit too far off. They might take a little bit off their swing, but Kay will change something up and she'll still manage to keep the ball in front of her. It's really quite amazing to watch.
And for you guys, is it a lot better now that you guys are kind of back and healthy and things like that? I know you guys went through a rough patch. We're battling some ankle injuries, a knee injury, and then I believe it was the flu or stomach bug going around, got a little sick. And nice to kind of be healthy, play at home, and then kind of prep for next week when Region 16 comes around.
Yeah, it's hard when you aren't running at full capacity, especially because we're a bit low on hitters this year. But we had Kylie Kane just went to the ER, I think, last week, so she isn't playing tonight. So we aren't at full capacity, but we'll make it work.
Best wishes to Kylie then. We hope she most certainly does well. And she's a Potosi graduate, correct?
Yes.
Did you play her in high school?
I did play her in high school. I remember.
You guys remember each other?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, she remembers me from middle school, actually. She doesn't remember me much in high school.
Really?
Isn't that odd?
Yeah, it is a little odd. Interesting. Well, I guess so. You made your name known in middle school. Hey, that's when you discover what you wanted to do, right?
Oh, yeah.
There it is. So, speaking of St. Genevieve, of course, they just won a district championship. You been keeping any tabs on them over the course of the last couple seasons?
I have. I really enjoy, my old team. They're very nice. The program down there is really well taught from a young age up until high school. So it's fun. It's fun to go back and watch because they're constantly good.
Yeah, have to have a little pride in that alma mater, right?
Yeah.
Awesome, exactly like that. How's school going on the academic front for you?
Oh, great. I went in and talked to our academic advisor just last Tuesday, and she told me I'm actually done with my associates at the end of the semester.
Really? So you can just get a step ahead next semester?
I guess.
Yeah,
I have to look into it.
Yeah, you either get a step ahead, I guess you could play it lax, huh?
Yeah.
You just kind of take a few credits here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Or kind of get going. That's pretty cool as well, so that's quick. What type of classes did you have to take as kind of like your prerequisites in gen eds to kind of get set to transfer over to a four-year in order to get into math?
Oh, in math, I had to take the full calculuses, so I took 1, 2, and 3. I'm in linear algebra right now, and next semester I'm hoping to take differential equations.
It's the hardest class you've ever taken.
Oh, I'm in public speaking right now. It's really hard.
Public speaking, not math, not all the equations in the algebra, but standing up in front of people, and that's tough, huh?
It's really difficult.
Yeah, there it is. And to each its own. I say I'm the opposite. I could do okay in public speaking, but when it came to math, I was like, this is not good. I did the bare minimum in college that I needed to graduate. So what do you think has been the biggest strength of this team on the volleyball court throughout all the adversity that you guys have faced? What's the one thing that's kind of stood out for you guys on a strength standpoint?
We adapt pretty well. Considering we've had so many things that have happened, we had to learn to adapt. So in the middle of a game, if something changes, we can adapt, we can fix it, we can make our adjustments and keep moving forward.
Talking with a lot of the team and the coaching staff, you know, with Coach Hanger as well, and then Allie, and then Coach Steiger the last couple of weeks, it's been consistency has kind of been the one thing you guys have been looking for. Sometimes you'll put together a great set, and you'll be great blocking, and you'll have great attacking, and then the next set, one thing might fall or another. What do you think is the key to kind of get it to where all three games or all three elements and everything are kind of clicking?
It's very a mindset. You have to know that you're going to be able to pass the ball. You have to know that your set's going to be perfect. You have to know that your block is set in the right spot. So just being confident in ourselves, because we've done the practice, we learned all the skills, we just need to put it all together.
How much do emotions play a part of a volleyball game? Because it's kind of like what you said, where it's back and forth, you can get 5 points in a row, then the other team might get 5 points in a row, kind of humbles you a little bit like that. So how hard is it to not let your emotions kind of get your get the best of you and kind of be even keeled and controlled?
Well, this team's pretty emotional on the court. Every once in a while we'll get too frustrated, or every once in a while we'll get too excited and are too angry at each other. And very often in our timeouts, one of our coaches will pull one of us aside and have to say, well, take a deep breath, get back in the game. So it's difficult, but it's possible. So,
have you seen that kind of progress and things get a little bit better since the beginning of the year on that part?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it kind of goes along with the team gets to know each other better. So once you know each other better, you can't get angry at each other, because you just know that the person next to you is an amazing person. You can't get angry at them. Like Kayla, even if Kayla hits the ball, I can't get angry at her because she's Kayla. She's great. It's hard to get angry at her.
There it is. The confidence and kind of, I guess, the belief in one another as well then, huh?
Yeah. You got to know that your teammate is the best on the court.
Awesome. Very cool. And what have the coaches kind of been pounding into your guys' skulls throughout the year this year? What's kind of been their one message to you guys in order to keep attempting to improve?
Well, consistency, normally.
Yeah.
We struggle with doing everything every day. Sometimes we'll do one thing one day and the next day we won't. So consistency is something they've been really pounding at us.
I imagine that's probably the number one thing you guys are looking to get into then tonight. And then into the tournament tomorrow as well, and Saturday here.
Yeah, we just want an even game, even really good game.
And then that, again, that kind of goes all back to the mental side of things, right?
Yeah, it's all in our heads. All we need to do is put it on the court.
And then for you, you're a sophomore this year, obviously, so kind of winding down your career at the JUCO level. So when you kind of compare your freshman year and your sophomore year, where do you think was the biggest area of growth for you individually, you know, as a player, and then also kind of in the classroom as well?
I'd have to say my defense. When I came in, I had a very erratic defense. I worked basically on my natural instincts on where the ball was going to go. And Abby Hanger especially worked with me to be able to hold myself where I stay where I need to stay, and then I can make the move better. Yeah, and then in the classroom, I have to say I learned a lot of math. I mean, yeah. I'm a much better critical thinker. I'd go with that one.
Yeah, I'd imagine so, with all that math you got to do. I guess the next step, conquering that public speaking skills, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Something different and things like that. So is that the class you're taking right now?
Public speaking, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, very cool. And then when you look forward towards these last few games as well, kind of set, and how important is it for you guys to just kind of, hey, ignore how the regular season went, right? Because you finish strong, records go out the door as soon as the Region 16 tournament starts as well. And it's really Missouri State and then MAC, and you can get by those two and you're back into the position you guys want to be.
Yeah, a lot of the times before a game, we'll get in the huddle and we'll be like, okay, 0-0, our record doesn't matter right now. All that matters is the next three or the next five sets. Let's go. We can do this.
Okay, so just taking it one match at a time has kind of been the key and the goal, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. Very good going on that. So who do you think amongst the freshmen, who's kind of stood out in terms of making some of the biggest strides on the team this year from what you've seen?
Michelle, her number six. Mm-hmm. Michelle has really, she came in, we do the thing where you pass and you have to hold your platform out. And she struggled with even holding her platform out. Like, we need you to hold your platform after you pass. Like, it'll help you as we go on. And now she does everything very, very well.
Yeah, and she's out of Rolla, freshman. So very cool for her to kind of get going and stuff like that. I saw her get some action last week against Mac. It was, too.
Yeah, she's doing well. Every time they put her in, she outdoes herself. It's really quite amazing.
Awesome. Very cool. And then amongst all you sophomores as well, if you guys continue to kind of take it on yourselves to kind of help mentor these freshmen a little bit, prepare them?
Oh, yes. On the court and off the court, I mean, we're constantly helping the girls because we've been through everything that they've been through. So we know what it's like to be yelled at by Ida. And we know what it's like to be struggling in a class. So we can bring them underneath our wing and be like, listen, we'll help you through this one.
What's worse, to be yelled at by Ida or to get a bad grade on a homework assignment?
Oh.
What feels worse?
I'm going to go with bad grade because that doesn't happen very often, but Ida yells a lot.
So you get a little more used to it, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. Hey, anything else you'd like to add here, Riley, before we let you go?
I'm just hoping we have a really good game tonight.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to see how we play.
You got the pink out game tonight as well, so a cool cause there. You expect a pretty good crowd and a lot of pink out there?
Oh, of course.
You guys wearing pink in part of your jerseys?
We are wearing pink.
Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool as well. Looking forward to it and looking forward to watching you guys play. And as always, appreciate you taking some time to speak with us.
All right.
That's Riley Meyer, sophomore here at Jefferson College, and also a St. Genevieve Dragon grad as well. St. Gen winning the district championship just this past week. They'll move on to play in the state sectionals and quarterfinals on Saturday. So we'll step aside for a short time out, continue with Jefferson College volleyball coming up next. We'll hear from assistant coach Abby Hanger on the Viking Voices show. Welcome back into the Viking Voices show here at Jefferson College here on AM 1400 KJFF and online at mymoinfo.com. Just got done speaking with sophomore Riley Meyer, St. Genevieve grad as well, just to the south here. Now we got assistant coach Abby Hanger with us now. Coach, how are we doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good to hear. You guys were in action yesterday against St. Louis. You got a straight set win as well. I know they were down a little bit on their roster, but still got to feel good to get a W.
Yes, it is, especially at this point in the season. And, you know, we've been struggling to get a W consistently. So hopefully last night's game will start a couple game winning streak for us.
Yeah, speaking of that, you guys got a lot of games. You had a layoff that was, what, like 10 days or something before you guys played MAC?
Yes,
yeah.
We did. We've had a long break.
And
we
now,
had two long breaks. But...
Yeah, and now you got, what, 6 games in 4 days coming up, right?
Yes, we do.
So as a coach, and I know you guys have been looking for consistency and all things like that, and kind of the last week of the season, what's that number one thing that you are seeing, trying to see from the team and want them to really, really work on this weekend at home for the not only tonight's game against West Plains, but the Halloween tournament?
I think most importantly for us is just have fun. When we're relaxed, we seem to be more consistent. So that's something we've been emphasizing. You know, we're just trying to get right over that hump. We're so close, and we just haven't been consistent. And the more relaxed the girls are and the more fun they have and play together, the more likely we are to do those things.
How is the health of the team? I know Kylie has been suffering from an issue, but other than that, is everybody kind of healthy?
Kind of. We had two girls sick with the flu on Monday. So,
oh, I thought you were getting over that.
Yeah, I know. We thought so as well, but they both played last night. So, and we're hoping to have Kylie back sometime next week. So hopefully right at the end of the season, we'll have all of us back and healthy.
Yeah, and kind of had all come together in that Region 16 tournament as well.
Right, which is honestly the thing we keep striving for right now. You know, we have had some ups and downs, but at the end of the day, those are going to be the most important matches, and you know, they're still alive, and they still get a chance at it.
Absolutely, and then the Halloween tournament as well this week. It's got to be nice to not have to travel all the way to a different state or anything like that for a change. You got a tournament in your own backyard.
It's very nice. You know, you don't get a lot of home games, so it's going to be really nice to end the season with the home game tonight and then for this weekend. So I think it's good for us not to be on the road as well. I think there's other things that play into the factor when you're on the road, so it'll be nice to be at home.
Missouri State, West Plains, you guys beat them in 5 sets, I believe it was, the first time on the road against West Plains. What was it that they did well that you guys, or that you as a coaching staff, kind of remember and kind of took away from that game?
Again, they fought back. We were up 2 sets to none, and, you know, Erdy, our outside, went down in the middle or right at the beginning of the 3rd set. But they played very consistent, and, you know, they just didn't give up. And that's something, like, we've been pushing our girls to do as well, you know, play until the very end. And they ran their middles a lot. We had a little bit of problem with that, and they took away our setter. They hit the ball at our setters quite a bit as well. So, you know, just, again, trying to just do our job on the floor.
Yeah, and what did you learn most about your team in that game?
I mean, that they have the fight and they can push through any situation. Like I said, it was a struggle for us. We felt like things were finally clicking, and then right in the middle of the match, you know, we lose one of our key components, and we had to move players to different positions that they hadn't been playing for us. So it showed that they do have fight.
A little resiliency then, huh?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. And then how about yourself? How are you acclimating to your first year as an assistant coach here at Jefferson College?
It's going well, you know, learning a lot and trying to help as much as I can and, you know, finding my place in the coaching role and trying to help Ida as much as I can.
Yeah, how do you kind of complement Coach Steiger as well? Are you kind of more of a calming influence, a little more of an intense influence, or how do you guys kind of work together?
I think it's kind of one or the other. You know, if she's the intense voice, then I'll be the calm voice, or if I'm the intense, then she'll be the calm, you know, trying to have a good cop and a bad cop always. So you kind of mellow things out and you keep them consistent.
Yeah, absolutely. And then with the team as a whole, who have you kind of seen have taken a lot of strides this year that you've been really impressed with?
Honestly, all the girls have made strides at one point or the other, you know, and at different times and different points in the games and in the matches and in practices. You know, we are very freshman heavy, so I'm proud of how our freshmen are developing, and then our sophomores have stayed pretty consistent for us. So again, it's just us trying to put all the pieces together one night at a time. We usually are, we either have a good front row and our back row struggles, or our back row is great and our front row struggles. So, you know, we're just looking for that final puzzle piece to make it all go together.
Do we know what that puzzle piece is?
Again, I think it's just our confidence and making sure that we're having fun and, you know, living in the moment and not taking anything for granted, which I think is a big thing for us.
Kind of, I guess, not thinking too much, just kind of enjoying the moment and kind of playing for that one match versus maybe trying to play for five straight matches or something.
Yes, I think it's been a little stressful. You know, we've gone on, we haven't had the best record, and I think that's starting to eat away at the girls a little bit. And it's just saying, hey, it's a learning experience. Keep your head up and remember the next game is the only thing that matters, and not to look anywhere but that moment.
Yeah, and then how much of an importance do you guys stress the fact that, you know, by the end of this tournament and you guys head into next week, the record is really irrelevant at that point.
Right.
It's in the Region 16 tournament, and obviously you'd like the number one seed for the bye, but when you don't have that and just three teams, still you race it, and it's still an equal opportunity to get after it, right?
Right, and that's what we keep saying. You know, we're just trying to get better for that moment right now. I think all three teams in our region are very good, and anyone's capable of beating anyone. You know, Max obviously has the upper hand. They're very consistent. But, you know, I think we can match up with them well if we can play level-headed and confident.
And then Amani Williamson obviously has been one of the key young outside hitters for you guys this year as well. What have you kind of seen from her on her growth?
Amani's grown a lot. You know, she's very powerful. She has a very heavy arm. She's very explosive, and, you know, just trying to get her to control that and to, you know, again, keep her confidence, like that you are allowed to have a couple errors. You're allowed to make a couple mistakes, but you're on to the next ball and the next point. You know, again, her passing has improved tremendously, which is something important for an outside hitter. So she's made tons of strides, and we're very happy with how she's progressing.
I know that's the one thing Coach Steiger really wanted to progress and talk about, and what Kayla said at the beginning of the year for Kaylee Yanger, where she really wanted to work on her blocking skills at the net. And have you seen that kind of develop and grow?
It has. It's something us as a whole have worked on a lot. It's something we've struggled with. But last night, Kayla had three huge blocks. So again, it's just the timing and figuring it out. And like we said, we've had to move people around, and that's hard sometimes. You know, she played on the outside for us for a while, and she's finally back on the right side, and I think she's getting to figuring it out.
How's the communication been going between the setters and the hitters?
It's pretty good. It's funny with Natty, her Serbian accent, you know, and her, they're very intense over there. So it's funny trying to, she talks 1,000 miles per hour. So getting her to calm down and then laughing. So again, it's just trying to keep everything light right now and understanding that what our main goal really is.
And tonight's supposed to be a fun one. Speaking of being a little light, you got the pink out game, raising some awareness and expecting a big crowd. I know a lot of the other student athletes are going to come by and stuff like that. So it should be a pretty fun time tonight as well.
Yeah, it should be a great time. You know, a big pink game is always fun. And, you know, you're wearing pink jerseys and you're playing to raise awareness and support for something else other than yourself. And again, it puts things in perspective. You know, we're here playing volleyball, but there's other people battling a lot bigger issues. And so it makes it hopefully us also understand and grow that what the game's really about.
Yeah, you got the pink on already.
I do.
You're ready to go. I should have got my own pink. I got the red jersey. Oh, well, I have to ask McVay, tell him to hook me up.
Yes, right? He needs to get you a pink shirt.
Absolutely, get myself as part of it as well. Coach Hanger, anything else you'd like to add here for tonight's game or anything like that before I let you go?
No, it should be a really good match. West Plains is a very good, solid team. They're a very fundamental program. So, you know, I'm sure they've made great improvement over the season as well. So it should be an exciting match.
So if you're listening and you're bored and you want to come on out and enjoy yourself tonight, watch some quality volleyball, you can head on over to the field house at the Jefferson College campus in Hillsboro. Match starts at 6:30 p.m. Coach Hanger, as always, appreciate you taking some time.
Thank you.
That's assistant volleyball coach, Coach Abby Hanger, joining us here on the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJFF and online at MIMOinfo.com. The men's soccer program, they're already starting region play. That's coming up this weekend as well. We'll turn our attention to them coming up next. Welcome back in here to the Viking Voices show here on KJFF. We're joined now by a local product, a fellow Festus High School graduate as well, Mr. Brian Diaz from the men's soccer team. Brian, how we doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good, Will. I'm, you know, just got out of practice, feeling pretty great.
Yeah, what were you guys kind of working on?
We were working on our, you know, getting ready for our playoffs and everything. We were working on our touches, get better touches. We were working on settling, all that good stuff.
You guys playing on Saturday as well, so was today kind of a little bit of an intense practice still, and tomorrow a little light, or was it kind of gradually getting a little lighter today?
So what we did today was all hard work and conditioning, so we can get a rest tomorrow and do light passing tomorrow and get ready, like see where we're at, and then on Saturday we're ready for the big game.
Awesome. Speaking of that big game, you guys got the 2 seed in the Region 16 tournament taking on Maplewoods in the first round. How nice was it and how big was it to get that 2 seed so you can ensure that the potential first 2 games are going to be right here at Jefferson College?
Honestly, it was really amazing. It was a great experience. Like whenever we heard that we were seated second, we were just like all hyped. We were like, wow, this is amazing. We have a chance of going to nationals and like all this stuff. So it's like really great to just like, you know, it's a good experience as and all.
Yeah, and for you, first year here, you're a freshman as well, but obviously very familiar with the area. What's been, for you, the biggest change from high school level soccer to junior college level soccer?
It's, I'm going to say, a lot harder, just because in high school it was more mellow. In college, it's like, dang, like, you know,
yeah,
everyone's coming at you and you have to step up your game no matter what. So from high school to college, big change, big change.
Big change. Awesome. And I imagine it's kind of similar in the classroom?
That too.
Yeah?
That too.
Another challenge as well. Have you kind of figured out what you want to do on that aspect?
Yes. I plan on doing international business.
International business.
So that's pretty good.
That's clutch. That is clutch as well, especially if you know a foreign language.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I know you lived in Mexico for a little while, so I imagine you know some Spanish.
Yeah, I'm bilingual.
Bilingual. See, international business. That's smart.
Exactly.
Obviously going to play soccer, though, as long as you can, I imagine.
Yes, I am.
Very cool. So for you, what's been your favorite experience so far this first year with the Jefferson College Vikings?
Getting to play in a college team. Yes, we all know it's a JUCO, but it's an amazing JUCO team. Like, honestly, if this college was, or this JUCO was like four-year school, I'd totally love that.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a program that won a national championship just over 10 years ago, national tournament appearance just a couple years ago as well. So definitely a prestigious program here, no doubt, right in Hillsboro as well. Have you always kind of had a keen eye on Jefferson College, the soccer program, when you were in high school and you're kind of looking at places to go?
Yeah, ever since my freshman year, I was like, always coming to the games, always looking at them, like, wow, like, this is amazing. Like, this is actually college soccer and stuff. So I would always work hard, and then next thing you know, came tryouts, and here I am.
So you went to tryouts. So did you go in front of, like, Ochoa and Coach Ochoa and Coach Bartolome?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. And then for some of the sophomores on the team this year, who's kind of taken you guys as freshmen under your wings a little bit? Who's kind of been the leaders that have stepped up for you guys on the field?
I'm going to say Ray and Marcos. Those two have been, like, amazing at being captains, and they've been amazing. It's like giving us tips, teaching us their ways for whenever they leave, we get to step up and, you know, do great things.
Awesome. Very cool, man. And then tell us a little bit about what do you think the team's been doing the best of on the field? I know defense has been something you guys have hung your hat on as well. Offensively, when you look at last year's team to this year's team, it's been an improvement putting it in the back of the net as well. But what do you think's been the biggest strength of the 2017 Vikings soccer team?
Our communication.
Communication.
Our communication, because everyone is actually on the same page, not like from last year whenever they were a little struggling. But this year we actually got our stuff down together. And we started working as a team.
Was that something that kind of came along kind of quickly, or was that something that kind of...
No.
No, it took a little bit of time.
We had to build it up for just a little bit, though. But then we finally got our stuff together, and we got it.
Do you think there was, like, a turning point or a time where that kind of really clicked?
I'm going to say when we won our first game. That's whenever everyone's like, wow, see, if we work together like this, it can always happen. And
when you're talking about communicating on the field, now that has to do, you know, for those that aren't as familiar, that has to do with positioning, where players are going to be, where the players like the ball and the touches and all things like that, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So, like, just saying, if you see, because there's always going to be someone that sees something that you don't, so they call it out, and you got to be aware of that.
Definitely looking forward to trying to make that run of the championship and getting another crack at them, right?
Yes, that's our goal right now.
What do you think you guys need to do on the field on Saturday against Maplewoods to really execute the victory? What is the one thing that you guys will have to do if you guys are going to win?
I'm going to say we got to work as a team.
Communication?
Communication, play our role. So we always have a specific role, and then pretty much just, communication, work as a team, play our role, play our game.
Awesome. Who have you been most impressed with on the team in terms of their striking ability?
Their striking ability? I'm going to say Jack.
Jack Foster.
Jack Foster.
He's the kid from out of England, right?
Yep, out of Manchester, I believe.
Couple of hat tricks, huh?
Oh, he's amazing.
So is he Man U or is he Man City?
He's Man U.
He's Man U. Okay. So with Foster as well, and you guys, do you guys kind of help each other out and try to pick up tips from one another during practice and things like that, or challenge each other individually?
We try to challenge each other individually because there's a lot of people in our team, so we try to see who can be like the best improved and stuff by the end of the year. So who has improved better? Who's all this?
Yeah, and kind of type deal. Who do you think has improved the most? Who do you think has made the biggest strides that to you has stood out and kind of been you've been impressed with?
I'm gonna say Keegan.
Keegan.
Keegan. He's a defender at first. He's always been a pretty strong kid. So I mean, he's made a big improvement now.
Also, you said a defender at first, so has he made a position change?
No, he's still a defender.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I was a little confused at that. All right, no problem there. And then speaking of the defense as well, defense has been a strong part of this team and goalkeeping as well at that point. Is that something that you guys really emphasize in practice?
Yes, so sometimes we have our specific trainings to see, like, the defense works on whatever, mm-hmm. and then we combine each other and we go at it, attackers versus defenders. And then that's how we're, like, getting better and better.
So you mentioned the challenging and things like that. When you guys are working against each unit, some trash talking going on?
Oh, sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Not all the time. We try to keep it clean.
Got to try to keep it clean. All that good fun, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of fun and things like that, we've been talking throughout it, you know, this with Marcos and Tanner and a few other guys this year on the show, and the big thing that I've had to make sure I ask for you guys off the field for you guys has been your abilities playing FIFA. I know that's a big thing for you guys. Bonding and things like that in the apartments and stuff. So do you actually live in the apartments, or since, you know, you live right here in Festus?
Yeah, exactly. I live in Festus, so I just come and hang out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must be nice. Home cooked meals on a regular basis. Yeah. Oh, and they're all complaining about what they're eating, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Hey, they're like, let's go to McDonald's. We'll go to Taco Bell.
Yeah. You ever throw them a bone, say, hey, come on over and eat?
Not yet.
Yeah, there it is. That adds a new element. But back to the FIFA thing as well. When you guys get into it and start playing, who is the best at it?
Who is the best?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say.
Marcos was pretty confident. He was pretty good.
Marcos is a pretty good, decent FIFA player.
And so was, I think, Tanner.
Tanner's really good. And also Brandon. Brandon, he likes to talk a lot about FIFA, so...
Okay, so he's a trash talker, no doubt. Awesome. What about you? What's your squad?
My squad? Not looking pretty good.
Not good?
Not good right now. I'm trying to get better players and stuff.
Okay, very cool. Now, when you guys play international teams, who do you choose?
Mexico. I always have to go with Mexico.
You got
to
throw it down. Fair enough, right there. What about the club team?
Club team, I always like to either go for Man U, or sometimes I like to go for Barcelona.
Barcelona. You got to fight with Jack when he's Man U.
Oh, yeah. Man U, his team, he always wants to pick that team.
Do you have a favorite soccer player that you kind of, as a kid, kind of idolized?
I'm going to say Cuauhtémoc Blanco.
Okay.
He was a Mexican player, and honestly, he was just one of the greatest.
Yeah, fantastic. And obviously, get a chance to see him and whatnot growing up living in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Especially,
very
like,
cool.
Hearing those games and, like, seeing it.
You get to see it in person?
No. Oh. I really wish I got to
experience that. That would have been really awesome as well. So, academically, what are you studying?
So academically right now, I'm going for business, all business classes.
Yep, you got the international business, so all the classes right now. Do you have a four-year school kind of picked out? I know it's a little far down the line, but have you put any thought on that?
I was thinking either going to Missouri State or SEMO, because I hear they have really good business programs.
Good business programs. And that's hoping to play soccer there, or is that kind of, if soccer doesn't work out, is kind of the backup thing?
Hope so, to get soccer over there too.
Awesome. Yeah, no doubt about that as well. So, Brian, for you guys as well, as you head into the Region 16 tournament, how's the confidence of you guys? Are you guys feeling pretty good, feeling pretty loose, have a little bit of time off and kind of heal up some wounds?
Yeah, we're right now, some of the players obviously are a little hurt, so right now we're getting recovered, and we're honestly, I'm not going to say confident, but we're, like, ready.
Yeah, you're ready to go. Respect your opponent, but you know that you guys, if you play your best, it should be in good shape, right?
Yeah, anything can happen in that game. Anything.
Mm-hmm. That's the playoffs when it gets down to it and stuff like that. So when you look back at the very beginning of this season to where you are at now individually, what do you think is the best area that you've improved in?
I'm going to say better ball work, like ball skill work.
Ball skill work? Is that something you really emphasize in practice?
Yes. I like to do, like, when they're not doing anything, they're explaining, or after they finish explaining, and whenever they take someone out of the drill, I like to practice on my own, doing some ball work and stuff.
What has been Coach Bartolone's and Coach Ochoa's kind of main message to you guys this season? What's been the one thing they've been kind of hounding?
Play our game.
Play your game.
Play our game, yeah. I'm going to say that's like a big thing, because he knows that we're a good team, but whenever it comes to actually playing our role, sometimes we lack, sometimes, but we got better, obviously. And
Brian, appreciate you taking some time and awesome. Speaking with us. Best of luck on Saturday. We're looking forward to monitoring that result as well. And try to get those FIFA skills on par, man.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're not getting beat by all your teammates, right? That's a freshman Brian Diaz, a Festus High School graduate and a part of the Jefferson College men's soccer team as well. They're playing this Saturday at 2:00 right here at home on the Jefferson College campus in Hillsboro. So you can come on out and watch that game at 2 p.m. taking on Maplewoods. Jeffco is the 2 seed in the tournament behind No. 1 St. Louis Community College. So once again, you can catch them on Saturday at 2 p.m. against Maplewoods right here. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Viking Voices show here on AM 1400 KJFF. We will step aside for a break, and then we'll have the 5:00 hour. We'll have all news, weather, and sports for you to break down. And then, of course, we'll be back with you at 6:15 for the Jefferson College volleyball game, Dig for Pink game, the Vikings take on Missouri State West Plains. It's all coming your way next on KJF.